Ain't shady, baby, I'm hot like the prodigal son. Big up, Bartolini, mini, money, moe, and flower. You're the chosen one.
Welcome to episode 86 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. In this episode, we've got beers from Left Hand Brewing out of Longmont, Colorado. We've got a bevy of guests tonight. We've got Jeff and Craig sitting here right now.
Hello.
And we're going to have, I think, Brian and John stop in as well.
We're trying to bring in the old crew of all the guest stars. We'll be just missing a couple of folks that are
cast
not
a million.
Cast
of
millions.
Cast of a thousand.
I didn't see a toilet.
It's that round thing with a hole in it.
First, let's do Sawtooth Ale from Left Hand Brewing.
Left Hand is from where?
Longmont, Colorado.
It's totally
Colorado.
I thought that it
that's
was
a good state.
Yeah, you said it was PA.
Thank you. That's good. Remember, you gotta
make
this, Amish make this four-grain
ale. Does Left Hand
you gotta
make
it stretch to
who makes
people,
who what?
Remember.
Amish four-grain. That's not Left Hand? That whoever makes that, that's what
I've never heard of Amish four-grain.
Stretch out, so.
Okay. Here we
is
go.
Is this in your honor? A Colorado beer?
No, this is because I went to Colorado many, many moons ago, but it's an ironic choice tonight because he's leaving for Colorado. He'll be able to get these beers anytime he wants.
Turns out it was Lancaster beer.
Lancaster
well,
Wyoming.
That makes sense for the Amish.
It does.
Yeah.
So the Wyoming
sauce.
But it does have an ale in it.
So, smell on this one. We talked about the look a little bit. It's a little amber.
You're recording.
I know. So the color is a nice deep
amber.
Amber orange.
Copper.
It's a white head.
Fluffy white head.
Oh, yeah.
It's thick.
The color is green in color.
Smells sour grainy.
And you know what? I still have wicker chairs here in the recording studio.
Do not move.
I like the crunch of broken glass.
Right?
I'm picking up hints of red wine in this one.
It
wait,
smells.
Wait, just
like,
wait a moment. You'll be surprised.
I get some caramel smell. And biscuit. I don't know.
As joking as it was,
kinda like
there's a little red wine essence to that.
Not good biscuitiness.
It is,
is this a joke?
That's called intuition, motherfucker.
What a joke.
Oh.
Why are you bringing red wine? Oh,
that tastes.
God damn
it.
It
tastes like grape nuts.
Grape nuts?
I like grape nuts.
So it's malt forward then.
Yes.
Neither grape nor cereal.
Sour malty on the nose and cereal.
Only five ingredients.
Grape nuts.
Oh, do we have a Rhine Heights Gebot beer?
That's it. What is the five ingredients?
Rocky Mountain water. How pretentious.
Water.
Come on, everyone. Malted barley, malted wheat, hops, and yeast.
So this is
wheat.
Really?
I
wheat,
think
wheat
I think the wheat blows it.
Wheat, yeah, so it's not running high kaboosht. But it tastes like a good ale.
I love it.
It's a pretty standard. It's just
grape nuts with some sugar.
Generic malty ale, not too bitter,
amber
not
ale.
Too sweet.
Pretty comfort food.
And I would like. I would not put thick. It in the amber ale category. Yeah. You close your eyes.
Pale
this
ale?
Is an amber ale?
No.
No, like
this
ale.
Is a pale ale.
Like
an
English
ale.
Ale.
English
pale
ale.
Ale.
English ale.
Yeah. Like this is like a bass-ish.
Bass color.
So I'd say, so this is Sawtooth, right? Now I know you can get the Sawtooth on Nitro in a can, the same way you can get their milk stout. And in that, with the creamy mouthfeel thing.
Is it all velvet smooth?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
It really smooths this thing out, and it's a joy to drink. And this way, I feel like, a little underwhelming. It's just...
I think it is what it represents to be. It's a definitely good, solid ale.
Yeah.
It's a straight up, like, I can go into, it's a grog of this ale, and I'm happy as all can be.
Would you be like, I can't wait to get the Sawtooth Ale, the Left Hand Sawtooth Ale?
No. It's generic.
House ale.
It's a house ale.
Yeah.
Yes. But John loves it, which means it has no bitters and no nuances.
But John's favorite beer is Iron City, so...
have any of these podcasts ever broken that into a brawl? Like an all-out
disagreement.
Are you about to punch me in the jaw?
There's always a chance.
We haven't done it yet, but you know, we're coming to the end, so why not?
Okay, I mean, what's the worst thing that has happened in the podcast?
Someone punched a baby.
Yeah, there was a baby punching.
In one of your podcasts?
Intentionally?
That might have been inadvertent, but we're not sure because the baby was crying a lot.
I mean, I'll say it's an overreaction. Let's admit the baby deserves, you know, something.
I kind of think...
Maybe not what it got, but the baby is not without fault in this one.
Brian, man,
well, wait. Whoever punched the baby has returned. Has the baby ever returned?
No.
No.
Exactly. So let's not, right? Yeah. We're all settled.
Yeah. There's both actus reus and mens rea on the part of the baby.
Any other questions?
No.
All right.
None.
Wow. All right, that beer was
that
a
was beer?
So let's have another one of those beers. We're supposed to show this beer to?
Sawtooth Ale, standard pale ale. Nothing wrong with it. All right.
Do you want to do the Nitro Milk Stout or the Extrovert IPA?
Extrovert IPA.
IPA.
Okay.
All right, so let's go ahead. You got to get this on the video. Our excellent bottle opener that we have.
There's probably going to be some red wine in this one.
Why are you doing
that? That really happened.
Because I can't find the bottle opener.
I have one in my pocket.
You just had it.
I know, I lost it, man.
Remember, this has to go around the whole room.
It's the Alzheimer's thing coming on.
I just have a WXVU one in my pocket. That little aluminum thing.
We've gone from 3 to 6.
It's a nice straw.
Tasters of a 12-ounce beer, so I believe we each get 2 ounces of this fine beverage.
Kind of a bigger bubble.
It's still a light golden, not straw. Like, kind of more golden than straw. Not amber.
White head.
You got a white head?
That's not
good. Pretty effervescent.
Is anybody feeling they need a little bit more?
Smells a little off. Like an off IPA. Nice. Like a little skunked.
So I will say, again, bottled beer traveled from Colorado from February might not be as fresh as possible.
That seems unnecessary because you can get left-hand local.
You can't get these left-hands.
Extroverts?
Can you?
I'm not sure I've seen the extrovert, but the milk stout and the sawtooth.
How do you move the beer from Colorado to here?
In an airplane?
Did you ship it?
Suitcase. Roll it.
I brought it in my
ski bag. You gotta check it.
Okay.
On the notes, does this smell like an IPA?
A little bit of pine.
Sour.
I get a little bit of pine.
A little tiny bit, but it smells a little skunky to me.
So mild.
A little hint of calamari.
I mean, I think it aged.
My Clonase because I can't breathe out of this nose, so I'm not much of a healthy.
I'm going to go with like even a little tinny.
Tinny?
A little, like there's a little blood in it, like you bite your tongue.
See?
Oh, the copper.
It's like a light grapefruit juice.
Yeah, this did not travel well and it did not age well.
Yeah.
So,
it doesn't taste bad to me.
It doesn't taste... it tastes very extraordinary. Mm. Extraordinary.
Yeah. Specifically, I'm as ordinary as possible.
Yeah.
It tastes like Banghound beer.
Generic IPA.
And Banghound went out of business.
No. I mean, this doesn't have the Banghound...
the house flavor.
Yeah, just drop a biscuit in every one.
But to Left Hand's defense... This is 5 months old and in a bottle.
You know, an IPA in a bottle, 5 months traveling from Colorado, it's not gonna do well.
No.
So that's the conditions. It's
I have a feeling this next one's gonna be a little bit better for us.
This is my favorite beer. Now this one you can get locally. But with 6 people, do we need to talk about recent beer experiences or anything exciting like that?
Well, how was your recent 6-pack of Iron City, John?
I drank a Corona Light last weekend.
Mm. What is the most exotic beer? What's the most exotic beer you've had in the last 2 months?
So I think at Bennigan's they had what?
Sierra Nevada, pale ale.
Well,
they had the Flying Dog Raging Bitch, which
there.
Is a fantastic beer.
I went to one of Eugene, Oregon's local brew pubs called Falling Sky.
Falling Sky?
Wow. Yes.
Great series on TBS.
And it was pretty remarkable. They have an impressive... They have quite a few local beers like from around the state, but then they brew in-house and have a whole bunch of things. I could not tell you what I had, but it was good.
Why not?
Because I can't remember.
Oh, I can't remember. Right.
And I'm very sad to be leaving Greensboro because they had 2... really good breweries in this kind of area that they're calling the green space. One came out called Prior Brewing, I don't know if they have any plans to bottle and go national. And then another one opened up right across the street called Joymongers. Both are very, very good breweries.
In Greensboro?
And, you could bring your dogs. You could hang out. It was quite a scene. Good food. Little restaurant next door called Crafted. Good stuff. Greensboro.
Did Tartuffe like it?
No. Actually, Tartuffe only went one time, and he nearly attacked every person who came in the door.
Yeah?
Good time. So it was really stressful, so he left.
Yeah?
I was drinking at 4:30 in the afternoon, so I guess that's my fault.
Well, that's okay. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, yeah. Right? All right, John, what's your most exciting beer that you've had in the last 2 months? Aside from the one you just had.
Oh, I can't believe that.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of Bud Light selfies.
What do you have in the fridge at home, beer-wise?
Bud Light right now, because that was for my father-in-law. But he's not drinking so much because he has diabetes now. So
it's like sugar.
It's kind of sad.
I think it's diabetes.
Is that
so
why
it's just sitting in my refrigerator?
Is that why I can't feel my toes anymore?
I don't know.
Is that a bad thing with diabetes?
I want to see a doctor.
Alright. I thought it was just calluses. How about you, Brian? What's the most exciting beer you've had in the last 2 months?
I was in Kalispell, Montana, and had some local beers. I'm just trying to remember what they were.
Yes?
But they were good.
So Montana, so you've been
Brewing Company.
And you were just in Louisiana.
I was in Louisiana. Monroe, Louisiana. It's really, you know.
That's the company HQ down there or something?
Yeah. Deep South.
Do they brew beer with, like, saltwater crayfish or crawfish or whatever you call those things?
I do not have.
Have you had crawfish?
Yeah, New Orleans, sure.
They're good.
Yeah,
I mean, they're like eating locusts or something.
I like
them
better than lobster and shrimp.
I will touch
you. Yeah, they're buttery and yummy and...
I agree, but I'm like, I'm ready to make the conversion to protein through insect.
Yeah.
I could handle crickets and grasshoppers.
Why not?
How different is that from fucking crawdad?
It's not. Protein. We had this conversation. We're Marylanders. The blue crab cracking with a mallet. Are any of you do that?
Yes.
And you love it? You like
it's
it?
Good. It's a lot of work.
I've done it for years.
Fun. It's
good.
Good.
It's just so
good.
Good.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to go to that DC Brow Crab Fest they have in Alexandria?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, the
but
old
I always miss out. When I go to crab cracking events, because I'm a New Englander and I know how to do the
lobster.
Lobster and clam bakes, I'm done one crab when someone's done six.
You know, because it takes you too long to get it?
Because I don't have the skill.
Right.
I love eating.
They have little tabs. You just pop
and
them,
like
flub
the,
them.
I love the social experience of it. I like to just throw your food out on a table.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of picking and everything.
Right.
But when I just paid, like, you know, $100 to eat as many crabs as I can, they're all gone by the time I had two. You know, that.
So, there's a DC Brow. I'm going. And you should come if you want to come. And you, the rest of you fuckers going out west can't come. But it's $50, all the crabs you can eat, $5 pitchers at DC Brow, any kind of flavor you want at DC Brow, sponsored by DC Brow. Amazing experience. It's in Alexandria, Virginia, and you just hang out. It's outside, giant tables, good times, amazing, amazing experience.
That does sound good.
All right, I'll send you some info on that if you want to go. I'm going because the CIO that I work for invited me last year.
Wait a minute.
Amazing time.
Are we going to go and talk a lot of shop there?
No.
Like ways to...
No. It's all about just beer and crabs.
Yeah. You know, there's one of these at NASCAR.
That one never rides on that platform.
There's a crabs in the outfield.
That was you. You're all wrong.
Was that?
There's like at Nats ballpark, there's a crabs in the outfield. Like a crabs and like you go like sit on the base path and crack crabs.
What?
Yeah, it's coming up.
Out. So they just bring the crabs to the station there and you go into the stadium?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, do it. Flick it, flick it, flick it, flick it, flick it. Make it a video.
Ow.
You almost took it over my head.
There
Any Philmont beers that are stunning?
Yeah, I had a Philmont story. Philmont beer story. So this beer we're drinking now is from Left Hand Brewing Company. This is their Nitro Milk Stout.
And you're supposed to pour this like an a-hole. No, you really, like, lay it in there. We're not going to have enough. You could just be like, like that.
There we go.
Yeah.
Get
now I'm
going
to mix that up.
You got to get the nitro experience.
Man. The Boy Scouts kind of frown on drinking.
I know. It's a shame.
Is that enough?
Jesus, God.
Jesus. You're probably going to use a cold six-second
sample. afterwards. We did so this blend beer, a little town of Cimarron.
You cannot
and add some beer
see
and
through the left hand milk stout.
The kids where'd off you go? There's the, there's the taco place that's in like a little.
No, we went to
thing.
The hotel there, though.
Okay.
St. James.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, have a
some
yeah,
beer,
we went there.
This is a pretty well known stout.
Have a couple of drinks at the St. James.
So, what's a milk stout all about?
So, milk stout uses a special sugar, lactose. Mm-hmm. In its brewing process, so it gives it a sweeter finish, not a dry stout like Guinness. So you won't get that salty, smoky. Did I pass the test?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
This guy is a pitch black. You can't see through it.
This is as opaque gets.
It's got a tan head.
Wonderfully tight tan head, no less.
If you poured it right, you got the good kind of nitro effect.
Yeah.
Creaminess.
Of a chocolatey taste.
It's got a hell of a chocolate nose.
Chocolate on the nose.
Yeah, like the chalky chocolate.
Milk
like,
chocolate.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. This is not the bitter chocolate.
No,
it's not the dark chocolate. Yep. I'm with him. It's the
when you drink it, you get that nice mouth feel from the nitro stout. It's
smooth,
chocolatey, super smooth, velvety. Yeah. Goes right down the throat.
Oh God, this is awesome.
Yeah, that's
tastes like Yoo-Hoo.
That's nice. Yeah.
Oh, it's way better than Yoo-Hoo. Yoo-Hoo's like a sweet chocolate water. This is nuanced, effervescent.
I think that's how
velvet.
That baby got punched.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Saying shit like that on a podcast.
Yoo-Hoo's got like a metallic taste to it. This doesn't have that.
Yeah, I think better than smells like Yoo-Hoo. Okay. Smells like...
No, I mean, it kind of has that same feel in the mouth as Yoo-Hoo does.
Dark and delicious, America's Great Milk Stout will change your perception about what a stout can be. Pouring hard out of the bottle, Milk Stout Nitro cascades beautifully, building a tight, thick head like hard whipped cream. The aroma is full of brown sugar and vanilla cream with hints of roasted coffee. A pillowy head coats your upper lip, and its creaminess entices your palate. Initially roasty, mocha flavors rise up with slight hop and roast bitterness in the finish. The rest is pure bliss of milk chocolate fullness.
Yes. Well, then that goes
to
his
what was the international
the nose has,
coffee?
Hints of Yoo-Hoo in it.
It was the instant coffee that was flavored, the commercials.
Nescafe?
No. The
celebrate the monkey.
Yes. What was that called?
International something.
Yes. Anyway, they had one that was a mocha.
Yeah.
Now that's what I'm changing to. It was international coffee or whatever it is. Celebrate the moments of your life.
Celebrate the moments of your life. A little off there.
That was a good beer.
I mean, this is that's like a ringer of a beer to any beer tasting.
Yeah.
If you like a stout, you love this stout.
Well, it's so it goes down so easy. It's smooth. The mouthfeel on it is awesome, especially after a couple other beers that were kind of mediocre. So.
Yep.
Do you have a season, a preferred season for stouts?
Winter.
But this particular one, this is one like you're never going to kick this one on the bed.
Nope.
Right? I mean, this it doesn't matter what.
I could have this in the middle of July.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What?
You do the math.
It's
wives,
still good.
Do your wives like to drink beer?
Sometimes.
Yes.
My very narrow, like. Styles that are appropriate. Anything with
like John
too
Dean
much hop,
styles.
Too much hop. I'm not calling it.
My wife, she doesn't even like that. She won't. But I'm thinking like a beer like this. Maybe
she likes chocolate wine.
She loves chocolate.
She and Gail got that chocolate wine shit, and I was like, oh
no,
God,
I just threw up in my mouth.
Yeah, it's disgusting. But they love
really
it.
But maybe that she can get into something like that.
I think,
I'm thinking maybe I need to buy her a 6-pack of this.
Well, this is. You can get here of all the left hands, the Milk Stout Nitro makes it out to the East
very
Coast.
Well distributed. Yeah.
My wife likes good beer, but it has low tolerance. You gotta choose your shots wisely.
Because otherwise, it's
only a glass or two before I'm cutting you off.
I hope we're not drinking another beer.
And then
like
she just gets blackout drunk. And
fights.
Angry.
Just,
yeah.
Belligerently,
whatever.
Well, and Sherry goes for the vanilla porter. She
vanilla
would dig
porter,
this.
Yeah.
She would dig
she
this.
Like this, yeah.
Yeah. What about Monica? Beers?
I don't even know anymore.
Shouldn't drink beers?
I mean, grain alcohol, pretty much.
The quickest drunk I can get to. Intravenous is good.
It's all about efficiency.
Nah, she's tequila.
She usually starts when I get home.
Ah, nice.
Our beers in the fridge that Erica will go to are Flying Dog. I mean, I'm sorry, Fat Tire, just the standard.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
That's a good one. What's one of the? That's New Belgium, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
New Belgium. And we do.
ABC's.
Shoot.
Anticipation.
No, I'm trying to remember the other one that was. That we
it were, doesn't matter. She's not here.
She's not.
Fat Tire was one of those, like, everyone just was dying to get
the Mystic
hands
beer
on it when it was hard to get.
Yes.
It's just kind of an amber ale.
Yeah, it's just.
It's good. It's good beer.
The Quest made it taste better.
Yeah.
It was like that Miller Lite after a marathon that you were talking about, or whatever that Santa Fe beer was, or when we went to Skyland after. Four days on the trail, like, you know, whatever beer they gave us was, that's amazing!
Yeah.
Magic Hat number 9, or where the hell it is.
Oh, Magic Hat number 9.
That was good. That's
a throwback
good
beer there.
Yeah.
It is an IPA, isn't it?
It's like a
not
quite.
Pale,
it's
an apricot.
It's a pale
ale
with
an
apricot.
Yeah.
That would have been like one of the first beers that I had that I would say was like a micro brew.
Like out of the normal.
Yeah. That was definitely, but I would seek that one out.
Yeah.
Try that again for the first time, you know. Like,
yeah.
That's a good call.
If we have to get those episode. Like old school, like first beers, like what was the Pete's Wicked Ale?
Pete's Wicked
Ale.
Where is
Pete's
Wicked Ale?
I don't think you get that on the
front. No,
Anchor Steam would fit the similar.
No,
the old
Liberty
Ale. Friend is always the Sam Adams Winter
Sam
Lager.
Adams,
not,
yeah.
Winter Lager.
What about old
Nothing
Irish?
Nothing to be ashamed of there.
Yeah. What's that?
Nothing to be ashamed of there.
Oh, I know. I mean, I wish they'd sell it year round next to
So those of you that weren't in the Northeast when Winter Ale came out, or Sam Adams, like it was like Winter Lager, and then there was a Winter Ale.
Yeah.
The original recipe, you guys, just that you never had, was amazing. You never had it.
Because it was only up there?
In 1997, you know, like whatever that was. Yeah. I remember the first 2 years it was out, it was a religious experience, and then it went away, and then when it came back, I was like, what is this crap?
And it didn't hold up?
That's what you guys know.
Yeah.
And it's a fine, good beer, but it's not what it was. It was like this polarizing beer at one point in time. Yeah.
Here's a good beer conversation. I want to applaud whoever has done the campaign to get Shock Top. And what's the other the Belgian white
Blue Moon.
It's fucking everywhere. Is it?
Penetration
has been
enormous. Well, Blue Moon was a microbrewery, Blue Moon, and then they got bought. But Shock Top was just a straight up creation by like Anheuser-Busch.
Was it really?
Yeah. So how'd they get penetration? Because they are the big guy.
Yeah.
But Blue Moon was bought by Coors, and then which became MillerCoors.
Right.
And Blue Moon, like, they kept their original brewer, and so they had the spirit of the microbrewery and the craft brewery inside MillerCoors. Mm-hmm. So they were the good success story.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're like, well, Shock Top, well, screw them. You know, they just were the invention of the
Their marketing.
Jump on the
whip.
Yeah.
But
Stella's done pretty well, too.
Didn't Anheuser-Busch, they bought, don't they own Goose and that whole Sheboygan?
And they haven't broken it. They have not broken it.
Because Kona's still Kona. It's decent.
Yeah.
Okay. Beer snobbery conversation. The Saranac brews.
Saranac?
They're hit or miss.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they did a little more, too much product expansion. Like, there are too many varieties.
Yes.
But that used to be...
They used to be good.
And,
like,
and
I really like to Gore Mountain.
Yeah,
it's
really
a good reasonable
I have a Saranac store.
Yeah.
And it would have been, when I was, like, college age, just made, like, legal drinking age, when Saranac was originally on the scene, so right 20 years ago, 20 years ago. And I bought a six-pack of Saranac, and it was, like, skunked. It was bad. And this was early age of the internet, and I found, like, an email address to send to, and it was, like... the original founder brewer of Saranac.
It was at AOL.com.
Yeah, it was one of those deals. And I said, you know what, I'm going to send you a case of beer. Who knows what even the shipping laws were then for sending, like, beer. But he sent it to my home address, and I lived on campus, and my mother intercepted a case of beer. And she was like, you got a package today? Do you want to come get it? And we're like, I'm very home, Mom. Yeah, but yeah, so yeah, I can appreciate what the hell happened to Saranac.
Yeah.
From back in the day. Yeah.
They got too big. Yeah. All right, well, we're ready to wrap it up, Chris.
Yeah, let's wrap this one up.
Do we do a beer?
Oh, let's...
there even an argument?
Everybody say what their favorite one is. We'll just go around the table here. We'll start with Craig.
The Milk Stout. I mean, that's not fair.
Milk stout, not fair.
Sawtooth.
Oh, sawtooth. Dude.
Loved it.
Really? Milk stout nitro.
Brian. Chris says milk stout.
Milk stout all day.
Milk stout says Jeff.
Can we go to John since he was the only divergent?
Yeah, well, what do you think, John?
Why sawtooth?
I loved yourself. It. It was good.
It would be like a real world confession by himself.
Nothing to hate, and it's just good. I like it. Yeah.
Unpretentious.
Refreshing, yeah.
You like your non challenging.
There's the points. We're finally getting in there.
Punch the baby. All right,
I'm going to buy a six pack of this.
I'm going to take this bottle home with me.
First, you got to peel off Colorado and then leave it in the garage for like 4 months.
No, you can find this little port bar, the one that's on nitro. It comes in a can.
Sawtooth, you can get this locally?
No, actually, sawtooth in a bottle on nitro. You can find it. It
locally?
Yeah, absolutely.
For real?
Yes.
All right.
I'm going to Nebraska in a couple weeks. I'll probably have it somewhere.
Yeah, they will definitely have it in Nebraska.
You got that right.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to CNBC episode...
Jesus, man.
86 this episode. Episode 86. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in Google Play or iTunes or whatever and get the podcast directly from our host at CNBCpodcast.com.
You can email us at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. You can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/cnbcpodcast, youtube.com/cnbcpodcast. We just recorded a video episode. And you can see all of our updates on Twitter at cnbcpodcast.
All right, gentlemen. Without beer, life would be a mistake. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, God.
Drink good beer.
Drink good beer, or the beer closest to you. Because we are an incredibly diverse bunch of boys here.
It's like that radio station, Heather's, where it's like radio.
There are Catholics and Protestants here. No, maybe. My wife left, right?
Yeah, but I mean...